Mike Thinks News for the week of January 24th. It's been a rough week in the world, but we'll get through it. Hang on tight. Mike Thinks News is coming right at you. I am, of course, your host, Mike James. Hey, thank you so much for downloading and listening to the show. Truly do appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough week, hasn't it? Yeah, the situation in Haiti is just absolutely devastating, and we're not going to dwell on it here, but certainly can't do a show with news in it without talking about it. There's a lot of people here in Florida with their roots over in Haiti. And it's really a shocking thing to see, you know, the devastation in that country. You know, the country's needed help for a long time, but you know, imagine just how bad something can be, and then have this happen on top. It's just terrible. Our hopes and our prayers go out to everyone's friends and family. And you know, do your part. You know, I know at my employer, we're taking up collections for money. You know, people have been spreading all over Twitter the ways that you can give. And one of the easiest ways now is through a text message. You know, giving $10. And there was a whole little controversy about that, where some of the cell phone carriers were actually charging you the 10 cents or the 15 cents. To send that text message, and that's pretty much been resolved, and I think that got kind of blown out of proportion, but people are giving, and I encourage you to continue to do so. Don't forget to check out the website for this, you know, this show and all the other shows we do and news we do, thinksmedia.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/MikeThinks, and of course our email address, MikeThinks@gmail.com. And the final way you can contact me is you can call the voicemail hotline, the most fun number in podcasting, 347-BUG-MIKE. And don't forget, for the numerically challenged, that's 347-284-6453. Now, I have a couple of great stories for you today. If you're not familiar with the show, I cover a story or two every week. I also discuss what's going on this day in history, and maybe a little bit of unusual news as well. But without any further ado, let's go ahead and take just a moment before we get to the news to talk about our sponsor here at Mike Thinks News. And, you know, they've been a sponsor here for years, and that's GoToMeeting. You know, in this challenging economy, companies of all sizes need to find new ways to cut costs. Every dollar saved helps the bottom line. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting, the award-winning service brought to you by Citrix. It lets you meet online right from your computer. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your money traveling. Meet your clients and colleagues online instead of driving to their office, instead of flying to their, goodness gracious, do you see the price of airline tickets? You can collaborate in real time rather than having to fly all across the country. You know, I've used GoToMeeting to reduce my travel costs and it increased efficiency. You know, I can't always, you know, meet with other podcasters to discuss things, and you would be amazed at just how much you can understand by using GoToMeeting. It just changes the very essence of meetings. You know, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, but you must visit GoToMeeting/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. And now, on to the news. All right, this first story is just an amazing story. a piece of American history. You know, the world has really changed this week, not only because of the tragedy, but there have been a couple of amazing developments in American politics. And the first one, of course, is that, you know, Massachusetts just completely surprised the incumbent administration and has changed everything that was going on up in Capitol Hill. No matter which side of the fence you you fall on this one, you have to admit it has completely changed what's going on in their focus. But that's not what we're talking about here. What I want to talk about is a Supreme Court ruling that has created a big, big stir of controversy. And that's the new campaign finance ruling. Now, if you're not familiar, campaign finance is a fairly, I would surmise to say, controversial piece of legislation that limited what you could do to support a candidate of your choice, especially if you were an organization, i.e. a corporation. And, you know, you look at things like McCain-Feingold and the restrictions they put on what you could do, especially in the last 30 days leading up to an election. And it's kind of staggering to think about the free speech implications. Now, what this law did is it made it illegal for an organization or corporation to run ads within the last few weeks leading up to an election. And the idea was, or the purported idea is, that you don't want big quote-unquote corporations buying elections by flooding the airwaves with ads. The problem is, and this gets argued back and forth, but I'm going to tell you very clearly where I fall on this. The problem is that, yes, some big corporation, whether it be, you know, Wall Monaco or the big, you know, Exxon gas stations, you know, and I'm making up fake names because I don't want to get sued. But, you know, these big corporations, yeah, sure, they could run ads that could significantly influence people's opinion. People's opinion who don't take the time out to find out what the elections are really about. And unfortunately, that's a great majority of people. Fortunately, a lot of those people don't vote. The problem with restricting that is that then all you have is the ads that are run by the campaigns themselves. And this gives a great advantage to the incumbent in most cases, because the incumbent has some really, really deep pockets compared to many up-and-coming politicians. And how are you going to compete against that? Well, the way you do it is you form an organization for your candidate. You as a person, you can't go out and buy a $500,000 block of commercials, can you? So you have to form a group, a corporation. Well, what this law had done is made it illegal for your corporation, your group of people, to express their free speech. And you can come over and say, well, a corporation isn't a person. A corporation is nothing but a group of people. It can even be a single person. Making it a corporation doesn't make it evil, doesn't make it bad, doesn't make it good either. But if you believe strongly in something, you should have the right to organize and speak. And the only way to effectively speak in an election here in the United States is really to buy commercial time. And I really wish there was something we could do about the political commercials, because they're all just big smear campaigns. It's certainly not a perfect system. But I cannot express how happy I am that the Supreme Court finally came to its senses and realized that you cannot take a group and say they are not allowed to express their opinions, because that's called abridging free speech. It's pretty clear in the Constitution that you cannot make a law abridging free speech. I don't know any other way to say it. It's not a perfect ruling, because it's not a perfect world. But when given the choice between letting everybody talk and letting some people talk but having the government say other people can't, yeah, I'll just take the let everybody talk approach. Thank you very much. Tell me what you think. 347-284-6453. Call that voicemail hotline. Let's hear you on this issue. Now, how about a little technology news? All right, now this is a story that I stumbled across and I almost missed it. Reading this story is kind of like reading one of those novels where you just don't understand why you'd never heard of this before. You know, wow, this is amazing. Why hasn't everybody thought? Do you realize that as a part of the FCC's auctioning off of the airwaves, you know, they're auctioning off the spectrum that TV used to occupy and the digital conversion and all that. One of the big fatalities, and I use the word fatality because that's, boy, this appears really rough, is wireless microphones. Now, don't calm down. This microphone right here has a wire. Okay, you hear that? That's a wire. Wired microphone. And you guys with your Mr. Microphones, you're fine. Those operate in the crappy band, otherwise known as the Part 15 band. However, and if you're not familiar with the Part 15 band, that's like the same band that your baby monitor, you know? You hook your baby monitor up, you hear everything, right? You're from when a guy starts his, you know, his old truck up, you know, a quarter of a block away, and every other baby monitor in the nation. Yeah, so those are fine. But many institutions, schools, and churches use wireless microphones, and they operate in a spectrum that has been sold. It's known as the, I believe it's a 700 megahertz spectrum, and it's kind of like the UHF frequencies of your TV, you know, the old TVs with the dials you used to have, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you had the big numbers, you know, 28, 36, 44. That spectrum has been sold, and wireless microphone makers are no longer allowed to use that spectrum, and anyone who's really using it now is kind of in sort of kind of iffy breaking the law, but nobody really cared. And so all these makers are having to change their microphones, and the FCC has given a temporary stay till the middle of this year. But man, all these organizations are gonna have to get their equipment switched out, or you could face some pretty severe penalties. Let me tell you, when it comes to operating in an unlicensed spectrum, the FCC don't play too much. So yeah, what do you think? If you have any wireless microphones, aside from that Mr. Microphone, hey, ladies, we'll be back to pick you up later. Yeah, I'm dating myself. I remember that's a commercial from the 70s. Holy crud. But other than that, if you get a professional wireless microphone, it might be illegal. Now, let's move on to a little news that I just can't help it. This has got to be the rant of the week. I know you've heard about this, but you haven't heard the last of this, because this I have got to comment on. Netflix recently announced that they are going to delay delivering new release DVDs from Warner Brothers for 28 days. For those of you who aren't real strong at math, 28 days is like 4 weeks. The idea here is Warner Brothers, in their incredibly short-sighted opinion, thinks that you're not buying DVDs because you can get them from the rental place. And if we keep you from getting them from the rental place for a couple weeks, you just won't be able to wait and you'll go buy them instead of renting them and think of all the money they're going to... Bull hockey. What's going to happen is people with a modicum of restraint are going to wait 28 days all the time, wagging their middle finger at Warner Brothers. Or they may pursue alternate means of obtaining the entertainment they desire. What alternate means? I could only speculate, but I'd ask you to look at the music industry and what happened when they didn't give people what they wanted for an affordable price easily. Yeah, they learned their lesson. Looks like Warner Brothers and the movie industry, I thought I really thought they were coming along. You know, the release windows have been getting shorter and shorter, and things were really starting to look up. We hit a little bump in the road when suddenly Blu-ray came out, and now they thought they could charge me $35 for a movie instead of $15 to $20. But I figured that'd go away eventually. But no, they have learned absolutely nothing about marketing their customers or a way of preventing people from seeking alternate means, which does not allow them to give Warner Brothers money. I am not willing to pay $20 for a movie that I will only watch once. I will go out and buy the movies that I intend on buying. That's four or five movies a year. The big ones that I really like or might want to watch over and over again. Most movies, you're going to watch them once, maybe twice, and that's it. So buying them is not really a smart thing to do. And yeah, there's some people that will buy just about every DVD they think that they need. Most people get over that pretty quickly. And if you don't allow me to give you money for a movie I would like to see, but you're going to run commercials. Hey, the new release of Super Fantastic Blow Up Show is on. Come down to your local store and get it. Blow Up Show only on DVD. You can't rent it yet. Guess what's going to happen? That's right. People are going to find a way to watch what they want to watch. And if you make it impossible for them to give you a reasonable amount of money, well, that's, I guess, going to be a problem for you, isn't it? I don't blame Netflix. Netflix is trying desperately to survive in an economy and an industry where their physical rentals are going to be dwindling off, and they desperately need the streaming. And part of this deal that Netflix made is going to allow them to have a much larger catalog of Warner Brothers available for streaming, which is really the future for Netflix. Why not Warner Brothers? Why not let us stream the new movies? No, I know you can't figure out how to make enough money off of that. I know. So, hey, Warner Brothers, you're a bunch of bozos, and you're going to lose your shirt. Unfortunately, I think a lot of the other movie studios are going to see this, and they're going to get in line screaming, "Me too, me too!" And it's going to be another 2 or 3 years before they catch a glimpse of reality. That's what I think. Tell me what you think. MikeThinks@gmail.com. Now, let's move on to a little unusual news. All right. Have you heard about the new diet phase? Yes, it's a diet phase. Diet fad. Well, not really a diet fad. Have you heard about the new diet commercial? Yo quiero Taco Bell. That's right. Taco Bell's new commercial has this this lady, Christine Doherty, purporting that she lost weight by going through the Taco Bell drive-thru. This is not a joke. It is a true story. It is a true ad campaign being run by Taco Bell, and now they admit that the drive-thru diet isn't a diet. Really? So I can't lose weight driving through Taco Bell? You know, of all the misconceived, ill-conceived, stupid ideas I've heard in my life, when I saw this commercial, I just kind of sat there and looked at it. You know, just, you know, some commercials you laugh at, some commercials you shake your head at, and some commercials you just sit there, dumbfounded, little drool coming down the corner of my mouth as my brain tries desperately to process who actually thinks that the Taco Bell drive-thru diet, I can't even say it without laughing, who thought that this is a great ad campaign. How many executives making how many hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting up in their ivory tower wrapped in a flour tortilla covered in cheese thought that the Taco Bell drive-thru diet was really this is the ad campaign. I guess if you have a chihuahua talking, I guess the Taco Bell drive-thru diet doesn't seem like that far of a stretch, I suppose. You thought you'd heard it all, but now you know better. And now, let's talk about this week in history.
That was totally wicked!
Hey, That's totally wicked. And this week in U.S. history, in 1917, this week, the United States bought the Virgin Islands. $25 million from Denmark. So every time you go on a cruise and you stop in the Virgin Islands, $25 million seems like quite a bargain. Also, this week in history, way back in 1911, the very first time an airplane landed on a ship. Now, that's amazing. It happened in Pennsylvania. And, it's amazing to think less than 100 years ago is when that happened. Less than 100 years ago is the first time we ever landed a plane on a ship. And you look at the plane that landed and how slow and ungainly and just fragile that thing was. And then you look at the jets we have today. 100 years. Absolutely amazing. And a little personal note. This week in history, back in 1972, one of my favorite TV shows from my childhood, Emergency, with Robert Fuller, premiered on NBC. Now, Emergency was a show about a fire station, but it followed the paramedics, and they'd go out to a crash scene, and they'd drag somebody out with the jaws of life, and then they'd call the doctor. Now, why they called the doctor, I'm not sure, because every time they called the doctor told them the same thing. Give him 3 units of Ringer's lactate and get him in quick. So basically, they would give him an IV bag and get him to the hospital as quick as possible. But I loved the show. I watched one of them on streaming. I think it was Netflix streaming or maybe YouTube streaming or one of the legal streaming services. And I just watched one for yucks and giggles. And it's a little campy and silly, but I can see what I saw in it. It was one of those first action adventure paramedic kind of dramas. What was your favorite? Did you I know a lot of you are old enough to remember some of the old dramas from the 70s and 80s. What was your favorite? Send me an email, mikethinks@gmail.com. Let me know what you liked. Also wanted to go ahead and reach in the mailbag. We did get an email from our buddy Ben, and he sent us a link to a story on the New York Times. He was commenting on that story we did last time about the just complete lack of airport security and getting it right as far as Jenna Napolitano, getting it right with the airport security. But he sent a link to a story about how the TSA is basically in damage control. And when it came out that there was an 8-year-old boy on the no-fly list, they wanted to get it right. So they put on their website, hey, that's a myth. The actual fact is he's not on the no-fly list. He's just on the watch list. Yeah, the poor kid actually shares a name with someone who is a, known association with terrorists or something. But I guess kind of hard to tell the 8-year-old kid from the actual terrorist. That's about all the time we have. Run a little longer than usual this week. Really appreciate you downloading and listening to the show. Don't forget, check out the website, thinksmedia.com. Call the voicemail hotline, 347-284-6453. That's 347-BUG, Mike. And I hope everyone just stay safe. Think about your friends and family. And go ahead and give a little bit to the people in Haiti. They could really, really use it. Hope everyone has a good one.